WVW Broadcast Network is pleased to present The Enemies Within with host Trevor Loudon. Trevor is an author, filmmaker, and public speaker. Trevor was born and raised in New Zealand, but now resides in the United States of America. For more than 30 years, Trevor has researched the radical left, socialism, communism, and Marxism, as well as terrorist movements and organizations. Trevor is the author of several books and the producer of several documentaries. And now, WVW-TV presents Trevor Loudon.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for joining Trevor Loudon on Enemies Within. And today I want to talk about what would the opening days of World War III look like for Americans? You know, what would happen? What could happen? What might happen? What should we do to prepare? Is it likely to happen? Will it last more than 2 or 3 days? Who knows? So we'll get back to that straight after this break. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I want to thank you for watching Trevor Loudon's show. And I want to invite you to support Trevor's work by going to trevorloudon.com and checking out Trevor's excellent books. Let me show you some of his books. Here they are, Security Risk Senators. It took 2 volumes to get this done. These are highly documented. Security Risk Senators, Part 1, Arizona to Massachusetts, Part 2, Michigan to Virginia. I interviewed Trevor for several hours on these books when they came out. They're a must for everybody's library. Enemies Within. This is a DVD. You should indeed have this in your library as well. This book, White House Reds, Communist, Socialist, and Security Risk Running for U.S. President in 2020. You may say, wait a minute, that's 2020. That's a dated book. Actually, it's not, because the individuals being discussed are still around today and in government and endeavoring to run for office. This is a historical book. This book, White House Reds, gives you the historical background of many of the communist and socialist front groups in America today and many of the candidates, well, that ran for president but are still around today. So this book is very relevant. The Enemies Within movie. Then we have Burn This Book, Barack Obama and the Enemies Within. These are some of Trevor's excellent resources. Not only should these be a part of your library and that of your family and friends, but this is also a great way to support the work of Trevor Loudon. So everybody wins. You get great books and resources, and you're supporting Trevor Loudon so he can keep this TV show going. So please, go to trevorloudon.com right now. trevorloudon.com right now. Make your purchases and share this website with your family and friends. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Brandon. Now, here's a couple of simple questions. They're a little facetious. When the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, what did they do to take down U.S. computers, defense computers? When America got in World War One with Germany, what did the Germans do to cripple America's telecommunications, the American military's communications? In the Korean War, in the Vietnam War, what did the Viet Cong do to take out, America's computer-guided bombs, etc.? The answer is nothing, because there was no computerization in those days. So we could fight a war, and America had a very great military advantage, because it was all mechanical, it was all analog, it was all, you know, brilliant American technology, well-trained American technicians, lots of money, lots of training, and they could do their job very, very well, and they couldn't be interfered with by the enemy. The enemy was very limited on what it could do on American soil. They could drop a few pamphlets, they could jam a few radio broadcasts, but that was about it. Bit of radio propaganda. But what would happen on day one of World War III in America? And I think we're already in it. I think it started the day that Putin invaded Ukraine. But say it goes to a higher stage. Say it goes to China blockades Taiwan, and there is fighting between Taiwanese and Chinese warships, shooting breaks out, and the United States steps in to protect Taiwan. What do you think would happen here? Well, what do you think the hundreds, if not thousands, of Chinese nationals, young military age men, who've been crossing the Mexican border recently and dispersing out across the United States. What do you think they're going to do the day the war breaks out? They're going to get their job, get themselves a job at PJ Chang? What do you think? Many of them, I'd absolutely guarantee, are trained saboteurs. They're trained military officers. They're trained explosive experts. They're trained in use of poisons, assassination techniques, military techniques. What I expect to see the very day that hostilities start between the United States and China over the Taiwan Strait or wherever it is, you will see a massive wave of poisoning, reservoir poisonings, attacks on power infrastructure. You will see assassination of local mayors and sheriffs. You will see attacks on churches and gathering points, conservative gathering points. You will see probably terrorist attacks on shopping malls and other soft targets. Bridges will be blown up. And you will see massive computerized attacks on our infrastructure and possibly very soon an actual EMP attack in the atmosphere above the United States. Now, what does an EMP attack mean? It means that the Chinese or the Russians or the North Koreans could detonate between 1 and 5 nuclear weapons high in the stratosphere over the United States. And the blast from that wouldn't hurt us, but it would fry every major electronic network in the country. And I'm talking frying them, absolutely annihilating them. Not so you could go and do a couple of days' work and get it all back and running. You know, it would probably take under ideal conditions with all the money in the world and all the technology in the world, technologists in the world, it would probably take a year to get the grid back up under those circumstances. And that won't be ideal conditions because, as I said, we'll have saboteurs running all over the place. We may have gas attacks. We may have poison attacks. We may have biological weaponry attacks. We may have cyber attacks. The banks may be down. The electricity may be down. We won't be able to use TVs or computers. How do we know what the president wants us to do? Where we might have shortwave radios, but who's going to have shortwave radio? So there's a good thing there right then and there. If your group, your little local group doesn't have a shortwave radio, a ham radio, get one. That may be the only means of communication we have for some time. And also, do you have a local group? Do you have a group of people you can depend on the day that everything hits the fan? Do you have a meeting place to go to? Because you may not have a radio or a telephone. Do you know where your buddies are all going to gather the day that war is declared? Do you know the room that it's going to be? Do you know the clearing that that's going to be? Do you know who's going to bring the weaponry? Who's going to bring the organizational roster? Do you have any of this planned? If you belong to a church, what's your pastor's plan for the day that China attacks America? What you're saying, he doesn't have a plan, but I thought a pastor was supposed to be the leader of a community and to keep the community safe. And it is patently obvious to everyone that China is about to attack the United States, but your pastor has no plan to deal with this. I'm shocked. I'm shocked beyond measure that you could have such a negligent pastor. Yes, I'm being facetious, but I'm making a point. See, the American Communist Party issued a little statement about 2011, and that was where things are way less tense than they were now. And the Communist Party said, this was issued by the Bay Area Communist Party, that America was being very belligerent towards China. Okay, this was under Obama, by the way, and that China was being very patient, but there might become a point where China would have to fight back. And at that point, the American communists would be forced to fight for China on a new terrain, meaning on American soil. They would be a fifth column for China. And those communists may work in a bank. They may work in a computer installation. They may work in, they may be police. They may be in the military. They may, be a deputy sheriff. They could be anybody. They may be a pastor. They could be anybody, and they could have access to all sorts of things. They may be a doctor in a hospital. And their job will be the day that China declares war. Well, the day that war breaks out will be to go into full-on mode working for China, working to sabotage their own country to the benefit of communist China. What, you don't think there could be people like that in America? Surely not. Surely you are not that naive. You see, half of America now believes that President Trump is a fascist, that they are there saving America from fascism. And if they have to work with the Chinese communists to do that, well, so they will. That's in the interest of America. You know, every Western country during World War II, the Hungarians, the Swedes, the French, the British, they all had their fifth column. They all had their pro-Nazis who were ready to sabotage things, who were ready to rise up and take control of the government. And Sweden, they did under Arvind Quisling. That's where the word Quisling comes from, a traitor. And he set up a puppet government under the Nazis. You saw Pétain do that in France. You obviously had the Franco in Spain, who was very allied with the Nazis. But the Americans wouldn't do that, right? They wouldn't try and fight for China if there was a war with China. Heck yes, they would. They are planning to do it. You already have many pro-Chinese communist groups in this country. Liberation Road, Freedom Road Socialist Organization, Communist Party USA, Party for Socialism and Liberation. Between them all, they have several thousand members, if not way more. Many of them are trained in military operations. Many of them are trained in explosives. And if you don't think they're going to use those skills to benefit their Chinese masters the day that the war starts, you don't think they're going to kill Americans and sabotage American infrastructure, you are not paying attention at all. So we need to understand that the next war, and God forbid that it comes, and there may be some chance that it can be staved off if the brave Ukrainians can keep standing up long enough, there may be a chance we can avoid this war. But it's coming. It's on the cards. It's on the way. It could break out in 2 weeks. And then we could also have civil disasters like a big debt default, which could cause a spiraling of the stock, a crash of the stock market, crash of certain banks, big ripples coming out from that. Either way, we could be in a major depression or a civil war or under invasion anytime this summer. All of it is a possibility, or all three. So are you prepared for this? Now, I don't get any commission by telling you to buy Brandon's freeze-dried food. I wish I did, but no, I don't. But you should get some, because that's going to give you a little bit of peace of mind at least. You know, what if you can't, you got no electricity for 3 months? Have you got enough food for that long? Can you cook it? Can you prepare it? Can you store it? Can you protect it? Do you have access to fresh water? Can you protect that access to fresh water? Do you have water purification technology? All of those things may become very, very necessary even this summer. And I don't like to sound like a Jeremiah, but we've got to be realistic. We've got, you know, World War III about to break out on three different fronts. We've got Israel, who I believe will attack Iran probably in the next week, because Iran is on the verge of nuclear weapons. And Israel has to do something, because Iran's going to attack them if they don't. You've got the Russian situation that could escalate out of control at any time. Well, no, not escalate, but Putin's always planned World War III. It's just the Ukrainians have been too darn tough and have kept them at bay. Taiwan could go, you know, nuclear any day. We could have massive surges of actual military coming across the southern border. Rocket Boy in North Korea could attack South Korea. All of these things are possibilities, either separately or all at once, let alone a stock market crash, a debt default crash, an EMP attack, another pandemic, a more serious one this time. There are multiple things that could bring this tottering country to its knees within a matter of days. Now, if I'd said that 10 years ago, people would have rightly laughed at me. How many people will laugh when I say things like that today? None, I hope, unless you're living in complete delusion, because they are. Issues are that serious. So we will have a fifth column in our soil. The communists are ready to go. You've had a whole bunch of Antifa and John Brown rifle militia training with weapons for the last several years now. They're better trained in weaponry than probably many American patriots are. And they have access to weaponry, and they're going to use it to take over their communities, you know, take over their areas if they can do it. And the only thing that will stop them will be local sheriffs, maybe, and an armed and organized citizenry in opposition. So we could have all sorts of conflicts breaking out, from little local civil wars to a mass, you know, mass war, World War III, economic collapse, EMP attack, pandemic, all of it. All of it's on the table. Does anybody think I'm exaggerating here? You know, excuse me, I've been a little under the weather the last few days, still fighting off the last of a cold. Going from 95 degree Florida to 35 degree Michigan, wonderful change of scenery, wonderful people up there. That was a bit of a shock to my system that I'm still getting over. So, yeah, see what Brandon has to offer. See what else you can do. See what you can do in your local community to form groups. Who's got the meat? Who's got the guns? Who's got the little newspaper? Who's got the ham radio? Who's got supplies of surplus food? Who has accommodation for friends and relatives who may be forced from their homes? How can you set up who has got a place where you can all go and set up a perimeter? You know, people who say, well, I'm going to go out and live out in the bush. I'm going to go live out in the countryside. And that's great. That's great. But you can't stay awake 24/7. You really need to be in part of a community that you can trust, so that you're able to mount sentries, so that there is somebody watching over the community at 2 o'clock in the morning and 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning when
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Check out the emergency supplies we have at WVWTVstore.com. We have potassium iodine that you use to protect your thyroid if there's a nuclear emergency. 100-hour candle. We have emergency fuel bucket, 2-gallon, 5-gallon, surgical kit for stitches. Maybe there's an emergency and you can't get to the doctor, but you have a doctor or nurse practitioner in your neighborhood. Make sure you have the supplies you're going to need on hand for them to help, including a full EMT trauma bag. How about the self-powered indoor space heater and stove? We also have water purification systems. We have Ready Hour blood clot powder. We have the solo stove that you use to build a little fire outside, and then you put the two-pot system over top of that to boil the water to make the freeze-dried food. You'll find a lot of important emergency supplies at WVWTVstore.com. You can also call 901-468-9357. Thank you. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Several years ago, I worked with a team of experts and we developed Extractgevity. Extractgevity is an all-natural energy and health supplement. An all-natural energy and health supplement. I take it every day and I have for years. It comes in a powder form, you mix it with water and enjoy. It includes bilberry extract, grapeseed extract, red wine extract, and pine bark extract, along with vitamin C. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. Go do your own homework on the benefits of these supplements. And then you can order it at WVWTVstore.com or you can call 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357 or at WVWTVstore.com. I've been taking it every day for years. In fact, a lot of times in the afternoon, I take a glassful because it is that all-natural energy and health supplement. Now, of course, I got to throw out that disclaimer that